بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على حسير فقام وقد أثر في جنبه. قلنا يا رسول الله لو اتخذنا لك وطاء. فقال ما لي وللدنيا، ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركها. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept on a straw mat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept on a hard, coarse straw mat. When he stood up, the straw mat had made an imprint on his side and on his back. So there was an imprint of the straw mat on his side. So we said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you permit us to place a mattress, a soft bedding for you. The straw mat was coarse, it was hard, and of course it made marks on the back or the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the imprints of the straw mat. So we said, لو اتخذنا لك وطاء, if you permit us, if you allow us, then we can put a soft mattress for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, مَا لِي وَلِدُّنْيَا, what relationship do I really have with this world? I am in this world just like a rider that is riding and then he takes some shade under a tree. He rests for a little while. Then he departs and he leaves this tree. So if we picture this rider riding and then he takes some rest under a tree. So we are all in a journey and we are in this world like this rider is under this tree for a short period of time. He's taking some shade. And then he leaves this tree. He doesn't take the tree with him. He doesn't remain under the tree for the rest of his life. So maraha, he departs. He's on another journey. Watarakaha. So he says he leaves the tree behind. Exactly like that, we are leaving this dunya behind. We are all on a journey, but we are in this world for a short period of time. Like how a person will take some rest, some shade under a tree. Nobody goes to a park and remains there forever and ever. So he goes there, he takes some shade, some rest under a tree. Exactly like that, Prophet says, this is my ta'alluq I have, this is my connection with this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us very, very clearly that he did not hanker after this world. He didn't make his this world his primary objective. No. Like how a rider rests under a tree, like that we will benefit from this dunya, but our real and ultimate journey is the hereafter, and we will leave behind this world, like how the rider has left this tree, and he continues his journey. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل الفقراء الجنة قبل الأغنياء بخمسمائة عام. رواه الترمذي. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the poor people of this ummah, the poor believers, will enter Jannat before the rich believers by 500 years. The poor of this ummah, in other words, the poor people, or not of this ummah only, but the poor people who are believers, will enter Jannat 500 years before the rich. Of course, the rich will be delayed, like how when we are traveling and we return home, then we have to pass immigration and then customs, so we have a green light and a red light. Those who are poor have nothing to present. They hardly had anything in this world. Like a person comes, he's got a hand luggage, hardly anything, and he goes very easily and very quickly through the green light. And those of us who come with 3-4 trolleys, then we've got a lot of luggage, then we've got to wait on one side, and then there's an inspection, and then they check each item, and then we have to account for where we purchased it, how much we purchased it for, and we have to give details. Like that, the rich people, even ultimately they'll get into paradise, but still they will be held back because there will be a questioning how they earn their wealth, how do they spend it. And so this delay period will be a period of 500 years, which is equivalent in the hereafter as half a day, according to the various different narrations. So here again, we are not asked to become poor. Allah Ta'ala has given some people, and they've got plentiful. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, they have plentiful. Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu, plentiful. But see, look at their lives and how they spend their wealth. In what causes they spend their wealth and how much they spend their wealth. And the more they gave, Allah Ta'ala gave them more again, but they spent it for the sake of deen, for the upliftment of deen and to make the akhirat. No, it was not spent for the dunya and the leisures and pleasures only. Yes, whatever they use was for the basic necessities, needs, and to helping the poor, needy, etc. So again here, the more we have in this world, the more hisab kitab we have to give. The lesser the person has, the lesser the accountability, and he will pass through very, very easily. May Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah make it be easy for us on this journey that we are going through to the Akhirat. Remember the rider, he does not take the tree with him, he does remain under the tree all his life, but just for a short period of time, and then he enters Jannah, and here the poor people of the believers, they will enter Jannah 500 years before they reach. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك